Verde, or shooting sporting clays at McConnell Farms. For pricing, reservations, and a list of celebrity appearances, visit scfootballhof.org. That's scfootballhof.org.
At Orkin, we help get rid of pests, always using the latest science.
Thanks for coming back. I saw a couple more ants in the kitchen.
Of course. I'll keep coming back between services until you're 100% happy.
That's going to be tough. My baseball team just traded away our starting ace. We'll never make the playoffs.
Well, let's start with the ants.
What's that going to cost me?
Nothing at all. Return visits are covered by the Orkin Satisfaction Guarantee.
Happiness is possible.
Orkin, pest control down to a science.
Every weekday, join me, Brad Cinca, for the Atlanta Braves Diamond Report, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct. We'll see what's going on with everything Atlanta Braves, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct, your diamond source. Weekdays on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Are you or a loved one actively using methamphetamine and find that you can't quit? Are you struggling to stop or reduce your meth use? If you are aged 18 to 65 and want to stop or reduce your meth use, call now. You may be eligible for study participation in a free clinical research study enrolling in your area. Doctors are evaluating two medications that may help to stop or reduce meth use. All information is strictly confidential. Call 877-378-5444. This research study includes, at no cost to you, twice weekly clinic visits, 12 weeks of study medication, and compensation for study activities. If you want to reduce or quit using meth, consider this option. It may help. Call now. That confidential number is 877-378-5444. If you are aged 18 to 65 and struggling to stop or reduce your meth use, you should call now to see if you may be eligible for study participation. Again, that confidential number is 877-378-5444.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. Using Groupon is easy. Just save with the Groupon app on your phone. There's nothing to print out. Which is great because I'm the type that if I can save on it, I'll do it. Paint class? Yes. French cooking class? Wee wee. Brazilian steakhouse? Let's get the meat sweats. Hot yoga? Love it. The only thing I won't do is pay full price for what I do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/sports. That's LightStream.com/sports. LightStream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5. Did anything happen on Clemson Boulevard 76, whatever that is, that route I came in on today. Is there anything in the news about something happening today there? The reason I ask is because, I don't know. When I was driving in, I suddenly saw some guy in like black that looked like Darth Vader or something, like crossing the road. No cape, but he was in black. You know, I was paying attention to what I was doing, so I didn't... He seemed to have a vest on and some sort of headgear on. I thought maybe like he was a welder or something. I tried to look back to see if there was like a welding business there, but I wasn't sure. And then the reason I ask is because like moments later, this whole flood of police cars was going the opposite way in the direction that that guy was. Now, I don't know for sure that there's any correlation, but it just seemed odd.
I have a text on the Health Dare text line from T-Bone.
Yeah.
It says, "You're back. Never thought I'd be so happy to hear your voice. You're not allowed to be sick, have sick days or vacation. All these national shows are a bunch of knuckleheads."
Well, thank you, T-Bone, I think. You know, there's another one I wanted to read here. Hello, Walt. I think Kelly Bryant will play 90% of the snaps this year, quarterback for Clemson. Johnson Lawrence received a few here and there simply because Clemson is a superior athlete than 95% of teams. They'll play and won't have to throw as much. However, during the playoffs, Hunter Johnson will replace him and play the majority of the snaps because of the talent level. Well, we'll see. You know,
that's like War and Peace in a text.
Yeah. Well, it goes on for a while. So, but you know, we'll see. You may have already covered this, but Kelly stays the starter all year. Trevor becomes number two and future starter. Does Hunter Johnson then transfer out to get more playing time elsewhere? I honestly have no idea. I have no idea. Text just says, you say Deshaun would. I'm coming right to you guys on the phone lines. Would not have beaten, I guess it's supposed to say, Bama last year. That Bama D was not as good. Not as good as what? The year before? I beg to differ. I think that 2 years ago, the defense was more acclaimed, but I actually think that this year's Bama defense may have been better because they were more seasoned. The entire secondary is going to the NFL. Actually, the whole team's going to the NFL. That whole defense going to the NFL, and they're all going to be high picks. I mean, Rashawn Evans at linebacker is a freak of nature. Payne is absolutely tremendous. You know, as I indicated, the entire secondary is going high. Minka Fitzpatrick, probably top 10. Harrison, probably top 40. Brown is going to be a likely top 100 pick. Anthony Averett, likely top 100 pick. I mean, the whole secondary is going to be taken the first 2 days of the draft. So I would disagree with that assessment. So his bottom line was he wanted to say, well, had Kelly been the quarterback 2 years ago against Bama, Clemson would have lost by 3 TDs. No, I don't think so. I think they would have lost, but I think the game would have been much closer than you suggest. Yeah, it's just easy to say stuff like that. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Tiger, Steve, and then Adam. Steve, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Walt?
Good, Steve. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I called in instead of text because I'd like to have an intelligent conversation about this. And
yeah.
I think everybody's kind of jumping the gun. And you got this person saying it's Trevor, this person saying Bryant. And I think this is a good problem to have. And I want to be able to trust Brandon Streeter and Dabo Swinney and the coaching staff to make the right decision, because I love Clemson and I've been a Clemson fan since I was old enough to know what football was all about. And I love Clemson more than I do any single player. And that said, I think that I'm looking at all four quarterbacks, and one thing I haven't heard is I know that it's not, I mean, Hunter Johnson and Trevor Lawrence had T. Higgins. But on the other side is what I'm not hearing about is Chase Bryce had a pretty good game. He did throw three interceptions because I think he tried to do too much, and he threw some of those jump balls that could have went either way. But he did put up some good yardage compared to what Kelly Bryant did. And I'm not bashing Kelly Bryant because I love both. Kelly Bryant's a great young man. Yeah, I love that he brought us to the playoffs last year. And I'm not ready to say I want Trevor Lawrence, and I'm not ready to say that I think Kelly Bryant's the man. I want to put faith in the coaching staff to make that decision because I don't think any of us really know because we're not there at practices. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what they see day in and day out. And I just haven't, like I said, I just want to hear what your thoughts about that because Chase Bryce did do pretty well with Overton and the receivers they had and going against the same defense.
Well, again, I'm not sure it was all the same defense. I think that there were a mix of players by the time some of that action unfolded, but you also can't turn the ball over. Now, in high school, Chase Bryce didn't turn the ball over, but you can't turn the ball over in major college football and win. And I think some of those throws he floated a little too much for my likes. And
right.
And the one he threw back to the inside of the field too much, and he brought the safety into play on it. I think he's clearly the fourth guy in my estimation. I know it's said to be, a real close margin, but, I think he's a competitive guy, and I think he could be a good quarterback if Clemson didn't have all these five-star cats running all around. And in terms of the rest of it, look, it will play out just like you say, Steve. And look, this coaching staff knows what they're doing. But at the same time, there was a time where, we were told that Cole Stout gave this team the best chance to win. And it wasn't until game four that strategy was abandoned against North Carolina, which is what I thought would happen. And I said then that Deshaun would start by game four, regardless of what was being said. And that was not the popular opinion at that time. But obviously the rest of that situation's history. But look, it is a tough evaluation. These guys are seeing them every day, and they know what they're looking at. So, like you said, you would hope that by the time the process finishes up. But the difficulty, Steve, is there may not be a real right answer. There also may not be a wrong answer because you're choosing from amongst really talented, gifted players. So there may not be a wrong answer, but there are going to be. There are going to be ramifications of this decision. And I think that fact alone, I think that makes it more likely that you go with Kelly Bryant. Because you can, look, if you go with Kelly Bryant and somewhere along the line you feel he's not getting the job done, well, then it's pretty easy then to go to a Trevor Lawrence or a Hunter Johnson. But if you go...
I agree.
Right, but if you go to one of those other guys, if you pull the plug on Kelly Bryant and you say, well, now our depth chart is, just for example, Trevor Lawrence, Kelly Bryant, Hunter Johnson. And Trevor Lawrence starts the year and, I don't know, game two he gets injured. Don't plan on going back to Kelly Bryant then because I think you'll have lost him mentally. So I think that's another consideration.
Right, and I believe this coaching staff is doing what they're known to do is they do show some loyalty, and Kelly Bryant will start first game because we're playing Furman, but if we get in trouble and when we play Texas A&M, I hope that they have a leash short enough where they are able to pull him and put somebody else in and see if they can do something just like they did when we were losing to Florida State and they put Sean Watson in.
Good job, Steve.
My hope is.
Yep, thank you, Steve. Okay. Good call. Here's another thing. Coach Sweeney on the show, when I asked him about quarterback situation in the past, and he said, he views it the same as he views any other position and suggested that he would be perfectly willing to play multiple quarterbacks when you have that type of talent. Now, to date, we haven't seen that. And I think it's because I think he really thinks that. I think he really believes that. But when push comes to shove and the game's actually going on and you're worried about winning the game, you're not any longer necessarily worried about filling any preconceived quarterback notions of getting everybody a chance. You're worried about winning. And if the guy on the field isn't doing anything to lose, then it's less likely you remove him. And so I think that's going to be something to watch. I mean, could Clemson play more than one quarterback? Dabo Swinney, again, on this show in the past, indicated absolutely that if you had, you know, 8 talented wide receivers, you wouldn't only play 3. You know, that when we have this talent, we want to give it all a chance to get on the field. Well, you know, Coach Sweeney told me he viewed quarterback the same way. So that's perhaps still a possibility here. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Adam, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Adam. Appreciate you getting in.
I was going to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get some draft talk in.
Yep.
Denver fan. And with Denver acquiring Case Keenum, and they've got Chad Kelly supposedly healthy, practicing, do you see them targeting like a Saquon Barkley or a Bradley Chubb as first pick?
You know, there's been a lot of talk about Nelson in Denver. Personally, I would think, given the success of that team and the fact that much of it was built on the drafting of Von Miller, that if a Chubb was there for Denver to pick at 5, I don't know why you wouldn't go Chubb. Now, I don't think Chubb is as explosive a pass rusher as Miller, but if you pair him with Miller, I wouldn't want to block him. You know, and to me, that would be a direction for Denver to go. Now, there's also obviously the issue of quarterback. Denver has thoroughly vetted all these quarterbacks. Is that just for show? Do they like one or more of these guys? If they fell to them, would they take them? You know, one of the things that's interesting is that the teams that presently hold the quarterback keys in the draft are teams like the Giants, Cleveland with their second pick, and Denver. Well, thus far, no one's traded out of any of those spots, which makes you think that either quarterback is still in play for them or obviously Cleveland's going to take one with one, or they're just holding out to see what the best offer they could get is, because it, you know, any of those spots could become increasingly valuable as we head into the draft.
Yeah. Well, you think if Allen or Mayfield's there, then maybe they would take them, but releasing Anderson and Chubb or Saquon Barkley there, it's just, I mean, there's no telling what they're going to do, but
yeah,
they're exciting either way.
Yeah, they're in a great spot. They have lots of options. I think if Josh Allen fell to them, I think they would take him. Mayfield,
yeah,
I'm not 100% sure, but Denver has spent a lot of time on Mayfield, of time on him. And you know, there is a liar's poker element to all this as we actually approach the draft, and maybe that's what Denver's doing. I mean, you had a head coach or a GM a year ago show up in disguise to watch Mitch Trubisky work out. So these people are, you know, some like borderline certifiable. But I think in Denver's case, I think the vetting is real. I think that they're at the very least still seriously entertaining the notion of quarterback if the right one falls.
Yeah. Well, I think Mayfield, Allen, Barkley, or Chubb, I'd take either one, really. I'd be happy either way.
But you don't want the guard, Nelson?
No, I don't. Not that, as far up as that is in the first round, though.
Well, you know, the game's changing a little bit. I agree with you. Historically speaking, it's almost ridiculously high to consider a guard.
Do you think Lynch and the other guy they drafted hasn't worked out? So surely Mayfield or Allen or one of those guys would work out better than Simeon or Lynch, apparently. And Osweiler was...
Yeah, I would say based on
an idiot.
I would say based on what we've seen out of Paxton Lynch thus far, that is a failed experiment. I don't know what it is in particular. I know that you know, he scored very poorly on the Wonderlic. And, you know, people say, well, that doesn't mean anything. Well, sometimes it does. You know, sometimes it does.
Right.
And that may be a part of this. His learning curve may be much longer.
Well, give me Allen or Barkley, and I'll be happy.
There you go, Ann. Thank you. I don't think you're getting Barkley. I would be surprised if Barkley's there at five. Barkley is viewed as too perfect a player, although Barkley himself had some concerns about Cleveland, according to reports. His agents have shot those reports down. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're late. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back, and when we get back, it's Rudy, Derek, and Shane in that order. I lost two callers, so you can get in if you want. 654-767. I'll be right back.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at urbannirvana.com.
It's spring amnesty at Anderson Ford, and that means huge savings for you on over 200 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. 0% financing with approved credit on select new Anderson Ford vehicles. 2018 Ford Explorer up to $7,600 off MSRP, or $236 a month on a 36-month lease. Huge savings on Anderson Ford F-150 XL and XLT models. Spring amnesty right now at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 to Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive three rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep. It's not mattress shopping. It's an experience.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easily is there to help you find the new or pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Check out the new cellular store in Eastleigh. Total Wireless is a buffet of cellular phones and cellular plans. You get the luxury of comparing the Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile networks and plans at easy-to-use and informative kiosks. You can keep your number and keep your phone. Bring it in and see the many different options that are available to you by the four providers. Total Wireless can also repair your phone, iPad, and computer as well. And the best part are the people. So check out Total Wireless on 123 Bypass in Eastleigh.
The secret to how Walt knows all things sports? He doesn't sleep. He's a sports zombie. Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Money, 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 money. I'm rolling in the money, 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 money. I get that fast money in a car. I get that fast money in a car. Money, 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 money. I'm rolling in the
money, money, money. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about the Elkmont Trading Company. You know, Monday at Elkmont, we've already passed it for this week, but Monday's pint and barbecue night. For $9.95, you get a barbecue plate and the pint of your choice. The barbecue's delicious, tender, moist barbecue. It's not dried out or overcooked. It's real pit barbecue, slow roasted the old-fashioned way, using real hickory wood briquettes, none of that fake liquid smoke junk. Elkmont's sauce is a blend of Carolina vinegar and traditional tomato-based recipe that provides a subtle sweet heat to the sandwich. You don't need much sauce because when you pit cook pork right over hickory without overcooking it, the smoky flavor sealed in, the meat's moist, tender, and delicious. The barbecue is then topped with melted homemade pimento cheese and served on a toasted King's Hawaiian sweet bun, and it's over the side of their own homemade red potato salad. That's insanely good. And then you mix in a pint of any of the locally brewed craft beers that they have on tap. There are 16 constantly changing varieties. It's a rustic lodge. It's homey. It's inviting. They're open for lunch. You know, if you're tired of the crowded Clemson Boulevard scene and you're looking for an out-of-the-way place to go and have a really fine lunch without the hassles and without the wait, that's Elkmont Trading Company. Tuesdays are date night. Buy one dinner, get your second half off. Wednesdays are Wine Wednesday. Half-price bottles of wine, 6 to 8. Take advantage of that. You will thank me later. There are a lot of other elements of the spring game besides the quarterback position. You know, again, just to restate my position, I still think Kelly Bryant's the quarterback now. I think that Trevor Lawrence is an incredible talent. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field, and there'll be difficult decisions to be made. And I think that he will play, as I think Hunter Johnson will play, if all three are still on the team at that time. How that's exactly accomplished, I'm not sure as yet. You know, the way Boston College used to accomplish it is they, and other teams have done this as well, they would put the rising backup quarterback in for a series or two in the second quarter and keep them involved that way. Whether we see something like that or not, I'm not sure. Rudy and then Derek. Rudy on the Northland Communication phone line. Rudy, how are you?
All right. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Rudy. I appreciate you hanging in there.
Yes, sir. As always, you know, no doubt. I am Mr. Faithful. Let me get to something real quick. Walt, first of all, how does it feel to be the most missed radio talk show host in the upstate?
Well, I appreciate that, Rudy. It's good to
yes,
be missed.
Yes, no doubt. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Being a Clemson fan as I am, raised Gamecock, current Clemson, finally got some sense as I got older.
Hey, by the way, Rudy, I went down to the coast, right? And
yeah.
I'm expecting, like, you know, 70 degrees and that type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 40 with like 40 mile an hour winds. It was the worst weather ever. It was just unbelievably cold and nasty. I should have stayed.
Hey, well, I will say maybe that's punishment for you leaving us for 2 days without you being on there.
Thank you, Rudy.
No, I've been there and done that. But you know what? It's still nice to get away. A change of scenery is always good, no doubt.
Yeah.
But being a Clemson fan, you know, Bryant is a hell of a quarterback, no doubt. I mean, you know, look at what he done. I mean, the guy is a phenomenal athlete. But, you know, I would like to see Hunter Johnson play a little this year. And Lawrence, his time's coming, no doubt. But, you know, being a Clemson fan, I just want to see the best quarterback in there. I want to win games. I want to go to the playoffs. I want to possibly win a national championship. That's all I ask for. Anyway, being that said, I'm going to get off the quarterback issue. I want to talk about something that I saw may be an issue. The secondary, was the receivers that good, or was it just the secondary outmanned, or are they lacking some in the Clemson secondary?
I think that there were a few times that ball awareness was an issue, you know, where guys actually did a pretty nice job in coverage, but they've got to do a little better job with ball awareness, because it wasn't just the back shoulder throws. I mean, there were some fades. There were some balls that were thrown up in the air down the field in which the DBs had pretty good coverage or were even blanketing the receiver, but still didn't make a play on the ball. And that's, you know, that's not always an easy thing to learn. I mean, even Denzel Ward, who's going to be the top cornerback taken in this draft, the one thing I see from him on film when I evaluate him is that I think he does a remarkable job blanketing receivers at his size, even bigger receivers, but there are times he just doesn't make plays on the ball. And so, you know, I think there was some of that. But all told, I thought, you know, A.J. Terrell, Mullen, even at times Mark Fields, I thought all those guys looked pretty good. I thought Kayvon Wallace looked pretty good, too. So, you know, I think T. Higgins is just plain special. And I think that's one thing that people are going to find out during the year. Again, when he came here, people remember, I said he reminded me of A.J. Green. And I also said that if he does the right things, that I think he could be the best receiver in Clemson football history. And I still think so.
Yeah, well, I remember you speaking highly of him out of high school, yep. You know, way back when. Yeah, you spoke very highly of him. And for him to choose Clemson, you know, out of his home state, it's pretty impressive, you know. But also, I want to give kudos to Greg Hoogle. Man,
yeah,
is that guy something else? You know, out there with the brace on, man, it was so good to see him back. I mean, I think he's going to be something special for Clemson this year, Walt. Yeah, I really do.
That was certainly the feel-good moment of the game. Bringing him out there.
Well,
for those
one more thing, and
hey, kicks.
Next time you want to hit the coast, just set the Jeep aside, drive to Atlanta, get on the airplane, and just drive to Dominican, because they said, I mean, or fly to Dominican, but they said it's perfect year round. Okay.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you. All right. Well, if I do, and I'm drawing a blank on her name right now. It's like Schultz or something. I can't, the Southwest pilot, and that does her a disservice. So I'm looking it up. What was her name? Tammy Jo Schultz. Tammy Jo Schultz, who landed the Southwest plane that part of the engine fell off and resulted in a near tragic situation. Have you heard, Ramona, the audio of the conversation she had with the controller's booth?
No.
You want to talk about it. She was a Navy pilot. She overcame lots of obstacles to become a Navy pilot. And her degree of composure and calmness in absolutely awful in an awful situation is why 142 out of 143 of the passengers aboard that flight survived. And, you know, it's funny. Every once in a while now, you start to wonder if who we are or what we are as a people. And then Tammy Jo Schultz will arrive on the scene to remind us all of what we are, because she was the best of what we are. So kudos to her. Terrible. We lost a 42-year-old woman. I think her name was Jennifer Reardon, a mother of two. And she was the one who was almost sucked out of the plane, and she apparently sustained injuries from the debris and didn't live through it. But you know, that's just worth, it's worth mentioning. It was incredibly heroic, and thank goodness for her. And for her tenacity in overcoming all the obstacles she needed to overcome to get to where she did. You want to do a beer commercial or a movie? Do it about her. Derek, how are you?
What's going on, Walt?
How you doing, Derek? Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate it, man. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for a long time. I agree with pretty much everything you say, but I got one thing that I got to ask you about. I couldn't disagree more with. What is the problem with Mike Krzyzewski? You know, I mean, it seems like every year you love to bash him and call him names and act like he's some kind of idiot. And I've got some numbers in front of me, and they say that he has 1,082 wins, 12 Final Four appearances, 14 ACC championships, and 5 national championships. And I don't understand why everyone can't see that and see greatness.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you why, because you left out a whole nother part of the equation. He has more first-round losses than any big-name coach in the NCAA tournament. He's lost inexplicable games with overwhelming talent to teams like Mercer and a bad VCU team that had one guy in Eric Boehner and to Lehigh. I mean, it's inexplicable. You know, no offense, Derek, but when you have the best players, you ought to win. I mean, he has the best players. He gets the pick of whomever he wants, and any idiot could win with great players. I mean, that's just the truth of it. But so I can explain how he wins with great players, but what I can't explain is how did he lose in the first round to Mercer? How did he lose in the first round to Lehigh? How did he lose in the first round to VCU with just Eric Maynard? How did that happen?
And I understand that point, but don't you think that the winningest head coach of all time and the 12 Final Four appearances kind of trumps that? I mean, he's had a few first-round losses, and it is embarrassing. And I'm no Duke fan by any means. I find it odd that, you know, the winningest men's college basketball coach of all time, you love to bash him. And then guys like Brad Brownell, who've never really done anything, and makes it to a Sweet 16 off of a cupcake bracket, you know, you act like he's some kind of hero. And I don't mean any disrespect. I am a big fan. I just couldn't disagree more.
Well, again, you know, he doesn't coach at Duke, and Krzyzewski deserves some of the credit for helping to build the Duke program. But of course, that program was already a success way before Mike Krzyzewski came along. So, you know, there are that element. And then there are the human elements, Derek. Certainly he's done some things from a philanthropic standpoint, but he's done some things that are just hideous. I mean, just absolutely awful. I mean, like accusing a kid of being a liar when he knew otherwise. You know, the Dylan Brooks thing is something, if you don't know about or people don't know about, they ought to go look up and see what happened in the Dylan Brooks incident, because it's one of the most despicable things I've ever seen.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, Walt, I don't know about that, and I will look into it. And I am by no means a Coach K fan. I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree. I just think that, you know, with his numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, again,
deserves an amount of respect.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he hasn't been a great coach and isn't amongst the winningest coaches, but you know, I wonder at what cost. And you know, the Dylan Brooks thing was after Oregon upset Duke, and at the end of the game, near the end of the game, last minute or so, pulling a big upset, Brooks fired a three-pointer. Well, Krzyzewski apparently didn't like that. Now, it is not your job in the handshake aisle to make any comments to the other team except congratulations, especially when your team has done the same type of thing a million times. And this kid was just thrilled with the prospect of beating Duke and never even considered it. Well, Mike Krzyzewski lectured him in the handshake aisle. He said,
"Yeah, I agree. There's no place for that."
Well, and it got worse. He said, "That wasn't the right thing to do. You shouldn't have done that." He said, "You're better than that." Again, it's not verbatim. It's my recollection of it. And then in the aftermath, Dylan Brooks said publicly, you know, he's right. I should never have done that. I need to be classier than that. And then they went to ask Krzyzewski, and Krzyzewski said, well, I don't know what he's talking about because I never said any of that. So he denied saying it. But, of course, then the audio video came out in which he did say it. So he fundamentally called the kid a liar, a 20-year-old kid. If I'd been the parents of that kid, I'd have been looking for that guy.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Derek. Good job.
We don't always agree, but I'm a big-time listener. And I just want to say one more thing. I tried Moe's for the first time last week, and that quesadilla could not have been bigger or better, and the rice was delicious, and it is a hell of a place to grab a bite of food.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you. Good job. You know, it's a good first-time call. Look, I don't want people to agree with me on everything. You know, that's fine. I mean, look, no one's denying Mike Krzyzewski's place in basketball lore and history. He has been a great coach. He has some warts. And I think from in a world that we are is so pro Duke that we have people in the industry like Gary Parrish, CBS, where like every year they're picking out the next Duke player as the college player of the year. And while several times the last few years, it's been Grayson Allen. And it's that type of thing that drives me crazy. Because there's no place on this planet where Grayson Allen was ever going to be a national player of the year. And yet they insist on making him that before the year. And that's out of control stuff to me. Jay, you'll be first up when you get back. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
It's not easy being a mom, but my Chrysler Pacifica makes soccer practice a little more fun. I can binge all my shows at the available Uconnect Theater, open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel, or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Are you or a loved one actively using methamphetamine and find that you can't quit? Are you struggling to stop or reduce your meth use? If you are aged 18 to 65 and want to stop or reduce your meth use, call now. You may be eligible for study participation in a free clinical research study enrolling in your area. Doctors are evaluating two medications that may help to stop or reduce meth use. All information is strictly confidential. Call 877-378-5444. This research study includes, at no cost to you, twice weekly clinic visits, 12 weeks of study medication, and compensation for study activities. If you want to reduce or quit using meth, consider this option. It may help. Call now. That confidential number is 877-378-5444. If you are aged 18 to 65 and struggling to stop or reduce your meth use, you should call now to see if you may be eligible for study participation. Again, that confidential number is 877-378-5444.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Come celebrate your pie's second anniversary this Sunday, April 22nd in Clemson. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted, custom-made pizza. You pick the dough, the sauce, and any of the 40-plus toppings. The Tiger mascot will help celebrate at your pie in the afternoon, and kids' meals are just $3.14. Also, combos, craft beer and wine, cheese sticks, all $3.14. $2 Bud Light drafts. Get a free National Championship Coke bottle with a purchase of an entree and combo or entree and beer or wine while supplies last. Stop by this Sunday at Your Pie of Clemson and get your chance to win a Pie Day t-shirt and a Your Pie Clemson growler and other prizes too. So do the pie thing. Enjoy delicious handcrafted pizza. All you need is $3.14 and come celebrate the second anniversary with family and friends at Your Pie of Clemson. This Sunday, April 22nd, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson. See you Sunday.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Hey, I got an idea.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
On 105.5 The Roar.
To the Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Hey, let me tell you about Ingles and the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. Thursday, April 19th, and that would be tomorrow, you'll have the 4th annual South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Golf or Gun Tournament. The golf tournament's 9 a.m. shotgun start, presented by Miller Direct. It'll be held at Played at the Preserve at Verde at Embassy Suites on Verde Boulevard in Greenville. The Sporting Clay Tournament will also take place at 9 a.m. It's presented by Trail Corporation at McConnell Hall Preserve in Anderson. Thursday, April 19th, 2018, the 6th Annual South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony will be held at 6 p.m. at Embassy Suites Hotel on Verde Boulevard in Greenville. The Enshrinement Ceremony is presented by IAG. You know, some of the past dignitaries elected to the hall include guys like Harry Carson, Danny Ford, Frank Howard, Willie Jeffries, Deacon Jones, Brian Dawkins, Dan Reeves. It's sort of a who's who, as you would expect. For more information about these events on April 19th, as well as other South Carolina Football Hall of Fame events, please visit scfootballhof.org/events or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at scfootballhof. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, we're making a difference through football. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Jay and Seminole Ted in here. You know, our friend DeAndre Francois has had an interesting time of it lately. I'm going to get to him as well. I also want to talk about some of the other elements of the spring game, some guys I thought looked good moving forward. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Walt. About some other guys in the spring game. And I do want to talk about the quarterbacks, but one guy in particular, not a quarterback, that impressed me.
very similar to how I was impressed by Kendall Joseph a few years ago in the spring game before we had ever seen him on the field. And that was Mike Jones, Jr. He kind of has a nose for the ball. I was really impressed.
I agree with that completely, Jay, and you're the only person I heard mention it. I agree with that completely. There were a number of times, that he specifically brought down Etienne. There was a time, there were several times he brought down runners right at the line of scrimmage and solo tackles, and I thought he looked really good. You know, I was concerned a little bit there that there was a significant drop off if you had an injury to your number one starter there, but I'm not so concerned after watching him. I thought he played well. I agree with you completely. He's a guy I also singled out.
Yeah, you know, it seems like we're just waiting and waiting and waiting for somebody like Shaq Smith to finally step up and fulfill his potential. But the next guy, you know, might actually end up being Mike Jones. But about the quarterbacks, you know, Kelly Bryant gave us the best chance to win last year. Hunter Johnson and Zarek Cooper wouldn't have put us into the playoffs. You know, Kelly Bryant was the guy, and he was the only guy that could do that. But Kelly Bryant showed us that when he faced some pretty impressive defenses like Alabama, for instance, he just didn't have the touch on his throws. He didn't have the accuracy. And we also didn't have the big-time receiver play, somebody who could go one-on-one against a physical cornerback and make a play like we did a few years ago with Mike Williams. But T. Higgins is that guy. I think he showed that last week, that he can be that guy. But I don't think Kelly Bryant showed us that he's the guy who's going to make that third and eighth throw and crunch time against a top-flight defense like Alabama. And to kind of help prove that point a little bit, you know, the second-best defense that Kelly Bryant's ever faced is the Clemson defense in the spring game this year and last year. And his numbers against Clemson aren't any better than Jake Bentley's numbers against Clemson the last few years.
Yeah,
I'd like to see more of Hunter Johnson.
I think that there are elements that you've left out in that consideration, with all due respect. I think one of the elements is when you take Kelly Bryant's legs away, you fundamentally change who he is. And that's why I don't think he's made for spring games. I think he actually was a much
more... Alabama took his legs away too.
Yeah, you know? but again, I think that there are elements within that make that pretty understandable. The offensive line didn't play particularly well. There was nobody open. Alabama ate up that receiving corps. I mean, just ate them up. And it's because they were so good. I mean, the entire Alabama secondary is going in the top 100 picks of the draft in a week and a half. So
I agree with you. I wouldn't.
And they were physically
mature.
I wouldn't
put it all on Kelly Bryant.
But they were physically mature.
Yeah, and I wouldn't put that all on Kelly Bryant.
Look, he had nowhere to go with the ball. I mean, the guys were
absolutely
not getting open, and the only guy was Deion Kane, and he dropped several balls that, you know, had he made plays on, who knows what would have happened.
No, I agree with you there, definitely.
Yeah, Jay,
thanks, Walt.
Yeah, good job. It's a good call. I think that you have to consider all elements of that, and I think Kelly Bryant really had a pretty good year, but I don't think that you were beating Alabama. Listen, I think Clemson went into that game with a game plan of involving Etienne and Higgins, whether they wanted to or not, because I think they knew in their heart of hearts, without those two guys and the physical ability that they represented, that they weren't going to beat Alabama, that they were going to need an impact from those two players, that to beat Special was going to take Special, even if Special was young. Well, both those guys got banged up early, and that took away that option. And so now you're left with, in all honesty, you're left with mismatches almost everywhere. The Alabama skill position players, it's an issue of maturity at that point. Clemson had great talent at the skill positions, but it was all young and immature. The Alabama defensive skill position players were all men. They were guys like Micah Fitzpatrick and Harrison and Brown, whether you like Brown or not, in the slot. You know, they were all Averett. They were all men. And I think Clemson struggled in that regard. And it limited what Kelly Bryant can do, and it wound up looking like the offensive line didn't perform very well. And look, the offensive line didn't perform very well. This line needs to continue to get better to be on a championship level. And I want to talk about that as well. But I agree with that assessment about Jones, number six. I thought he jumped out to me making plays at the line of scrimmage. He brought Choice down. He drilled Choice once. He jumped out to me in making plays at the line of scrimmage in the run game. So I think he's something to watch. Texas says, Kelly Bryant's fast, but he's not a special runner or passer. He's just not special, TL is. No, I think he is a special runner. I would disagree with that completely, but thanks. Seminole Ted.
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in. I know you're up against break pretty soon.
Yeah, we're good.
DeAndre Francois has gotten himself into a little bit of hot water.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
Do you feel that his job is in jeopardy?
if he has to execute it from a jail cell. I don't know.
Well, he wasn't arrested, was he?
Well, I guess not yet, but it doesn't seem like the police department's totally satisfied with the results of their investigation thus far. Haven't they? They've been back to his place four times, haven't they? Isn't that what I read?
I believe the police found out about it today myself.
Yeah, I believe the police have been back to his abode four times. So it would appear that they're not satisfied with the results yet, and they've convinced themselves that that he's not just a drug user but a distributor. Whether any of that is true or not, I think remains to be seen. But hey, listen. Quarterback seems to be the least of this dude's problems right now. I mean, this looks like it's going to end very badly, Ted. And
I'm thinking that too.
If
he's involved, it should end.
Yep.
If he is involved like they say he is, it should end. I mean, that's the one thing at the end of the Bobby Bowden era and the shenanigans that Jimbo Fisher allowed going on, Willie Taggart will not suit himself well to just let this go lightly if he's involved beyond a reasonable doubt.
Thank you, Ted. Good job. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
You know, and obviously Trevor Lawrence is special. I mean, he's unique. He's going to be incredible. It's just a question of when. Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They do catering, tailgates, parties, so much more. They stay true to all the original recipes and then added some things that were uniquely their own, like their mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is just insanely good. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Champion Barbecue Sauce. If you think that sauce sounds good, trust me, it tastes even better than it sounds. They have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina sauces. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss the chicken tenders in the same eight sauces, fresh sides and desserts. Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's, 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. 288-2652. Call them. Get yourself hooked up. You'll thank me later. Quick break. I'll be back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us